Hello, everybody, and welcome to our secret session of Hardly Heroes. How's it going, Pokemon Challenges?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's Peachal now, actually, Koibu, but nice try.
All right, Peachal. So
That's it.
So our players don't know about this session yet. They're completely oblivious that this is being recorded.
They have no fucking idea.
Right. What we're here to do is to rob the players, because you are... Who are you?
Yeah, so I am Rat Boy, who part of the Copperheads, as I understand, but is actually from a whole other country, a whole other culture, and is joined here. And from his culture, being a thief and being, you know, stealing from people and looting people is one of the greatest things of honor you can do in Rat Boy country. Being named after a rat is actually great honor, because animal is part of coat of arms of my country. It is seen as greatest honor.
Excellent. Right. So I'm going to let everyone know what you know, because there's a lot of different stories going on here. What you know is that Luther and Pigeon showed back up in your territory like nothing ever happened, like they didn't go on a killing spree and kill Mickey. They showed up to a bar when your friends went to go say hello. Why'd you kill Mickey? What's going on? They beat him up and peed on him. That's an insult that cannot stand. So you and a bunch of other Copperheads were deployed to like find where these people live, like track them down. Let's go figure out what's up. And it's been a while to find them, but you Rat Boy, you figured them out. You found where they were. You found that they've been hanging out at Rusty's Hook. If we look at our big old map over here, Rusty's Hook is way over here on this side. And gotcha. You and your people live over here on the other side of the town, so pretty far away. Rusty's Hook is this tavern. All sorts of like ne'er-do-wells and people who want to be badasses go hang out here, hoping that like a higher, more important thief will like pull them out from the masses of wannabes and like give them a job and give them a chance to prove themselves. And that's obviously where these two chicken shits are hanging out, at the place where like people who want to be someone show up, but you know, who aren't really anyone. And you know, there's six of them. And you find they're here. You follow them to their home one day, but there's a problem. You see, only four of them are ever leaving their house every day. And that means that two of them are still inside. And this is a big problem, because you can like lock a door when you leave, but if you're home, you can just bar a door and then there's no way someone can get in, because they've got like bars over their windows too. And if the windows are barred and the door is barred, the only way to break it down is a battering ram or like hit it with an axe. And that's too much attention, right? That's just... it's too big of a deal. So you've been secretly waiting.
And the Rat Boy is good at counting. He was awarded Golden Rat for mathematics class in his graduation.
Sorry. I'm a serious DM. So you're waiting for like all six of them to leave the house one day, so that you know it's empty and that they have to like lock the door, and then you can pick the lock maybe, and then at least the place will be completely empty and it'll be good to go. So you've been waiting and waiting, and then
I've been waiting, smoking my tobacco cigarette one after the other.
One day four of them leave, and then that night all six of them come back, and you're surprised by this. Like, what does that mean? The place has been empty the whole time? What's going on here? But they all come back to the house, and then a few hours later, all six of them leave together, and you know for certain the house is abandoned. It's empty right now. And I think they live in a pretty empty part of town, like right near the abandoned zone. So there's like spare rooms and spare houses in their neighborhood, and I think you've probably just posted up in an abandoned house where near where they live, so you can like spy on them through the window. You work alone, but you want to send a runner to Joris, son of Joris, to let them know that like, you know, shit's gonna go down today. So you've got this this little guy with you. His name is Squeakers. He's not even a rat man. Yeah, and he's essentially going to fuck off as soon as you tell him to fuck off. But I want to know, how are you... What's your plan here? What's the plan of attack? Once they're gone, before you actually do anything, what are you thinking about this?
So the place I see them the passage through which I see them enter, it is just straight up a door, right?
It's a door in a house with two floors. You know, it's an apartment. There's just a house stuck next to it on either end. No little alleyways in between or anything. There are bars on the windows. There's no glass on the window, but there are bars. You do have a crowbar. If you wanted to, you could probably try and pry one of these suckers off. The
Okay. Yeah,
door
what
is.
else is my equipment looking like?
Let's see. Clothing, lock picking tools, rope, a crowbar, a little tinderbox, two torches, five candles. I think you have a dagger with you. Anything else that you want?
Yeah, I think I this looks pretty good to me. Pack of tobacco, you know, all that kind of
Oh,
stuff, and I think then that's good. So, I mean, Ratman is he's an experienced thief. So he probably has like a procedure that he goes through for this, right? He knows these guys are out. What time of day did you say it was?
Nighttime.
Super nighttime, yeah. Not an eye on me anywhere, right? It seems like it's pretty. I won't be seen if I start like doing shit here.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's kind of a dark time. I think. Hardly Heroes. It's like a Monday night. It's a half moon out. You know, the city's in turmoil and chaos. This is sort of an abandoned area. There's definitely people living around here, but like, who's gonna stick their head out? Right?
Okay. And when I would see them enter in this building, would it be like a pretty normal procedure of like, oh, I've got a key, putting it in,
That's
and
exactly it. They just walk up to the front door, key it, walk on in. All six of them, they're like laughing and talking and having a good time, and there's lights, and then all of a sudden, like, everything goes dark. The lights don't go upstairs, but they go out downstairs. And who just walks into a house having a good time and then puts out their lights and falls? Like, no, that's weird. No one fucking does that shit. So there's definitely a
So,
secret passageway.
exactly. Yeah, especially with the like, oh, like four of them left and then six of them entered. Like there is some other way out, right? Like there's where I'm probably going in here and then I'm looking for some sort of secret passageway somewhere else. Okay. So, I take my boy Squeaks here. Grab him by the collar and I say, "You're disgusting little Squeaks. But one day you might earn title of Rat Boy. I want you to run back and inform them that I am on the job now. You understand?"
Yes, boss. I'm not worthy, boss.
That's right.
Right. Squeaks will take off. He's gonna run all the way back to the old Vic, to this area over here, and let your bosses know that, like, you've spotted them. Tonight's the night. It's all going down. And Squeakers takes off. All
He's
right.
not like Rat. He's like disgusting, stinky lion, I say as he walks off and approach the house. And I think I have a pretty like standard procedure for stuff like this, right? You try the basics and then you work yourself up to more complicated stuff, right? And the most basic thing to do is I'm at the door. I'm just gonna try to push or pull it open.
It is locked. You can
It is definitely
confirm
locked.
it is locked. Now, you do have lock picks,
Yep.
and your thief skill for picking locks is 12, which is pretty good. It's not great, it's not terrible.
Yeah. I feel like this would be the next. I don't really have any reason to believe right now that anything fucked up is happening with this door, right? This is for all everything that I know. This is the most normal door I've ever seen in my life, right?
Yep, looks like an
Okay.
ordinary, regular, everyday door.
So I'll give you a pick locks check.
In this system, it is if you have a good enough lockpicking skill, you're guaranteed to do it. It's just a matter of time, and that matter of time is
Gotcha.
dependent on like your skill versus the lock skill. So your skill is 12. They have a. You can take a look at this and, you know, take a moment to investigate it. They've got like a good lock. You know, a pretty decent lock. It's about like worth 100 GP or so. So it's actually quite expensive to get a good lock like this. And it has a range of 8 to 12. So that's a D5 plus 7.
The way I'm imagining this, like flavor-wise, working out in a city like this, because I've been in like this area, this town for a while, picking locks, right? As an experienced thief and lockpick, you probably know the different manufacturers of locks that work in the city and the different types that there might be, and what you kind of have to do to open these kinds of specific types. And some of them you're like, oh, this is from the locksmith in this corner of the city. This guy always does a bad job. I always know that I have to do this here, right? And then this one's probably one of the more like annoying ones where I'm like, okay, they spent a lot of money. This guy knows what he's doing, but I still know my tricks to get through this one.
Right. And since we don't have like manufacturing and like automation and interchangeable parts, everything is like its own custom lock. And you don't have like all the same tumblers. Like this lock might be disguised where there's like three. This one isn't in particular, but you could have like three different keyholes and you don't know which one you have to pick. Like two of them could just be traps or duds, or maybe what you really got to do is just like stick a thing over here instead of through this. Like, you know, it can be there's a lot of options, but you're an experienced lock pick. You know, these things. You can take a look at this one and know that your first time working on a lock like this is going to take you a little while. This is a pretty good quality lock. It'll take you it'll take you 1d4 hours to do this. If you just sit down and try it right now. Yeah, it's a lot of time. And you can look in through the windows on either side of this house and you can see just barely. There is like a window in the back. You can see light coming from windows in the back, meaning there's got to be some sort of back alleyway or maybe back a backyard or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And judging by that geometry, I would probably. Do I see anything else coming in right now? It's just the light, right? Because it's dark. So it's probably only really, I'm only really able to see where light is coming from.
Right. Right. You can't quite make out the other details in the room unless you could get a light in there. I mean, I talked about these are bars with maybe shutters behind them. So you could reach through and like push open the shutters. You could, in theory, light a torch and throw a torch into the house to create light in there if you wanted, or any other creative solution you could come up with.
Yeah, I don't think that's. I don't think I'm into that right now. I think that'll, if anything, just be dangerous.
Yeah, you could also just hold a torch through the window, through the bars, if you want. But that would draw attention to you in the street.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. If anything, I think this back alley approach sounds good. I light another cigarette and make my way. So you said it's like surrounded by two other buildings. So I'm assuming it's probably gonna have to go around for a bit. I mean, I've been in European cities. I know how this goes. Sometimes
you walk around. You can find the alleyway. Maybe it takes you 5 minutes. Maybe it takes you 10 minutes. Whatever it is, like you get there. And sure enough, the back door. Or the back of the house also has a door and a pair of windows, and they're barred.
Uh-huh.
And the door is similarly locked, but the lock on the back door is just not, it's not as good. It's a slightly, slightly lower quality work. It's a quality 8 instead of a quality 10. And so that'll take you about up to an hour, like 2d4 times 10 minutes, 20 to 80 minutes is your estimated time here.
And the thing is, I'm in the back alley too, so it's not like the chance of someone to come by is like even lower here as well. So I think this is like something I'd be willing to just sit out and do.
Great.
And just work on this lock right now. Yeah.
Give me a 2d4 times 10 for how many minutes it'll take you to pick this lock, and then we'll see if anything happens during that time. Oh my
god. Like we're doing
god.
20 minutes.
Yeah, there's no time for anything to happen. It's just a quick, easy pick, 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 and then you open the door and you can step on inside. Now it's dark. The only light coming on in is like what you can barely make out around you and what's coming in from the windows.
Okay. So in like modern world, the first thing you would do in a situation, and by the way, I closed the door behind me.
Oh, nice.
The first thing you would do in a situation like this is you're looking for the light switch, right? There's like an instinct there. What is the instinct when you enter a dark room in this world? What am I looking for to set up light? Like
usually there's a candle or a lantern nearby. Yeah. Sometimes you might have like a torch on a wall. You brought candles with you just in case you need them. You brought a torch with you just in case you need them. But I bet if you look around, you'll find some sort of interior lighting.
Yeah, because my thinking is if someone looking from the outside saw someone walking around here with a candle, you know, like if you look into a modern building now, you see someone walking around with like what is obviously like a torch, it's like, okay, something's going on here. But if it's the light that you always see from this building, it's a lot less suspicious. So I think I would take my time to like look around here for some sort of torch or some sort of like
Yeah.
regular lighting that would be in this room.
Well, sure enough, you're gonna come. Whoops, that's the wrong button. You're gonna come across a few torches. Whoa, that's too bright of a torch. No, thank you. There we go. You can light these. Actually, they're more like lanterns on either side of the
Yeah.
wall.
I light them with my lit cigarette.
They go up real quick. They catch. They burn. And you can see there's lanterns on the other side of this wall too. But you're kind of in the back side of the house where it looks like they've built a bar. They've got like a little kitchen table, a cleared off table that you're not quite what sure is useful for. There's like a wardrobe back here.
Any alcohol at the bar?
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's not only like barrels and bottles behind the bar, but there's also like half-filled tankards from when people just put their beer down and walked away.
Gotcha. Oh, it seems like, yeah, people left in the middle of something almost, yeah?
They look a little sloppy, like they don't clean up after
Yeah.
themselves. It's more
Gotcha.
like frat bro style than
Got it.
emergency. Yeah.
Yeah, Rat Boy looks for the strongest alcohol, grain alcohol you can find. What do I
Yeah.
find?
You're gonna find a bottle of potato gin.
Gotcha. Oh, perfect. Yeah, he just takes the bottle and just has it on him now and will now and then take a swig of it.
Nice. Is this to because you just like drinking, or is this to, like to take the edge off your nerves?
Oh, he just, this is to, it's to get him to like base level where he normally is at.
Right. Okay. Well, I think you control that token, maybe?
Yeah, I'll walk around a bit.
Yeah. There's some, there's tables, little bar with seating for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people around it.
Cigarette in one hand, gin in the other. Just looking around, doing my job.
Yeah, there's some more torches in this room that could be lit to provide lighting if you want. There's a fireplace over here where you're standing. There's a pile of knives and axes on this table and a target on the wall.
Ooh, does it look like they're accurate throwers from the marks on the target?
There are definitely cut marks at the bullseye, but there's also a lot of marks on multiple rings. There might be a varying level of skill or intoxication.
Gotcha. I think what I want to do in a situation in which I get, because if someone might go in here, right, and they might not have a weapon, and I do, and I don't want to be in a situation where there's just weapons out in the open that they could grab in the case of a fight. So I'm going to take these and I want to hide them somewhere, maybe under the couch or something.
Nice.
Because I have my own weapon, I have my dagger. I need to like load up on these, but I just want to make sure that like these are not out in the open if there is like a surprise situation.
Right. You just kind of shuffle those underneath a couch, which is, right next to it. Done.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, perfect. I'll light some more torches in here, the one that you said are here.
Yeah.
Might as well get a little bit more light.
Yeah,
Anything
you
else
can.
interesting?
There's these six chaise lounges around a table with some bread and kind of an old fish and some butter and some marmalade. Looks like that this is probably a chill space for them. You can tell that
Yeah.
there's maybe like a staircase or something back here just by the geometry of the room. But
Gotcha.
other than
Rat Boy
that, it
walks
looks
up
pretty
to
boring.
the he walks up to the marmalade jar, he opens it, takes two fingers, just and tastes it. Good marmalade.
Yeah, it's like peaches.
Oh
It's
yeah,
pretty
he licks
good.
his fingers and then he goes in for a second one.
Just enough chunk of peach to really hit the
Yeah.
spot.
And then takes a cigarette and puts it out in the rest of the marmalade. Okay, and then he'll walk towards where it looks like there's a staircase.
Yeah. You can get to the staircase. It heads upstairs into what is just a. Actually, don't have a map for upstairs right now. It's just a single hallway that bisects that apartment,
Gotcha.
with three doors on the north side and three doors on the south side. Looks
Yeah, I'm
like.
not super interested. in the beds. Let me think. You know what? I had a couple swigs of the gin. I want to go up. I want to see if there's bedrooms there.
Oh yeah, those bedrooms up there. It's pretty dark in here, but once you start opening the doors, which are unlocked, enough light filters in from the outside that you can see each one of these is a private bedroom.
Yep. Are they locked?
No.
Okay. I go in and I piss a little bit on each bed.
All right. Is this a message you're sending?
This I just got a piss and Rat Boy thinks it's funny.
Okay. All right. You piss on each of the bed. Is this like on the foot of the bed, on the pillow, on the blankets, on the
Pillow,
sheets?
yeah. Just he's not really super precise with it. It's just like he's standing there giggling a bit and then he holds the rest in, goes on over to the next one, takes like a swig of gin while he's pissing, then he moves back down.
All right. If you didn't have your booze on hand, I would ask you to make a con check to see if you could like break and hold and then, you know, restart enough. But if you're constantly drinking while you're doing this stuff, there's a lot of flow. Called a high
Gotcha.
pressure situation.
Okay. And now I'm actively looking for a way downstairs.
Yeah, there's definitely not a visible downstairs anywhere.
Gotcha.
What would you think? How would you find something like this?
So, couple of options. The obvious one, the first one I think that you always check when you're looking for something like this, the fireplace, right? Secret button in the fireplace is a classic. So I'm gonna kneel down in front of the fireplace, and I just want to check for any movable rocks, right? Any movable kind of interactable object that might lead to an opening of a staircase.
For your first check, like if you're just doing a cursory check of things, it'll be a perception check. And then if you want to, you know, if it doesn't work out the way you want, you can spend a lot more time to do a more detailed search and get a second check. But with your first cursory glance, you get a 28. Now, if there's a secret here and it has a effective hiding rating of 28 or less, you will spot it. 21 is the default for most, you know, casually hidden things. But you can test the fireplace. You can pull out a couple of loose bricks here and there. You'll notice that some of the floorboards nearby are kind of weak and off, but they don't seem like they actually come out. And behind the bricks, there doesn't appear to be anything. The little metal grate in front that you'd like use to lift the wood off of the ground doesn't really do much. It seems, for now, to be an ordinary fireplace or one that's extremely well disguised.
During my observation of the house, what is like generally, because I've been here for a bit, I've seen them come in and out, right? And you said you can see lights go on in the downstairs area. I'm assuming there's just like windows that are a little bit, or like how did I notice that people were going downstairs exactly?
Like they would come in and there'd be lights, and they'd come in through the front door, and then the lights would go out, but they never, like the lights didn't come on upstairs. So if they had
Gotcha.
walked up the stairs, you
Yeah.
know.
It's just if they're somewhere, they got to be downstairs, basically, right? Which is like the only
Maybe.
conclusion.
Maybe, yeah.
And how long would it generally take for the lights downstairs to go out?
If it, from what it looked like is that they walked in with a torch and they didn't bother lighting these things. They just
Gotcha.
walked in and who knows what.
And the torch would disappear at what point? Pretty quickly, right? Basically, I'm trying to say, like, is this.
No, actually, if you light these torches right here and you leave them,
Yeah.
they'll burn for hours.
Okay, wait. So what I saw from outside is they would go in, they would light the torches.
They would already have it because they're walking through the city at night, so they already have a torch in hand.
They have a torch in hand, they come in, and then I see the torch going around in the downstairs area, and at some point the torch goes away.
Yeah, you see the light inside, you hear the six of them inside, and then all of a sudden it just gets quiet and then it gets dark. And the fade from light to dark is fast. It takes
Yes.
like, you know, 3 seconds or something.
And how much time typically between them entering and the fade to black?
Why don't you give me an intelligence check? The better you do, the more information I'll give you. 18's not great. So there's an issue here. And that is sometimes they come in and it stays light for hours, and sometimes they come in and it gets dark within a few minutes.
Few minutes, okay. Basically, what I'm trying to figure out, because I'm looking for like the lowest amount, is like how long of a process is, because if it's like I have to move some heavy object to get somewhere, right? It may take longer than if it's just I have to find a lever,
All right.
pull it, and go down,
If you're
right?
talking about minimum time, I think the minimum time is a minute or 2 minutes. You
Gotcha.
don't have a
Okay.
stopwatch, but it's fast.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I want to walk around everywhere and check basically every floorboard once, if it's super loose or something, if it super easily comes off.
Yeah, let's check some floorboards here. So the floorboards in the front in this area all seem to be pretty fine. There's a couple near the fireplace that are a little loose, and there's one like kind of over here near this big fancy chaise lounge that feels a little loose. But for the most part, it's pretty good. It's kind of an old house. Construction techniques kind of suck at this time.
I'm also checking the ones like underneath some of the like tables and stuff like that,
You find a cache of weapons underneath the couch.
right?
But over here by the bar, where the people are hanging out a lot more, they seem to be a lot weaker. Especially at the end of the bar over here, where like people travel and go around all the time. Like those boards, there's a lot of squeak when you step on them.
But they don't really just, I can't lift any of them out or anything like that, right?
How do you lift a floorboard? I've never done that myself.
I would assume, well, because I'm assuming we're in a situation where like they're looking for something that has like ease of access. If the floorboard was just like completely, I'm imagining like if it would be laying on top of a hole, right? There'd be like a very easy way of like you press on one side, it kind of comes up on the other kind of thing, right?
Got it.
Or
Got it.
like,
Okay. Yeah. All right. So the things that you're finding is that the floorboards that are the loosest all like have a part of them that goes underneath the bar, and then it's the ends that stick out to the side of the bar that seem a little bit loose. And so you can't quite like push one side down and bring the other side up because one side is stuck underneath the bar. But yeah.
Okay, so this part of the bar is now very interesting to me. So I'm gonna try. Well, first I would just try if it like easily moves, if a part of it easily moves, does a part of it come out, you know, or does it even seem like sometimes, you know, when you have like a little wooden chest or something that has like a mechanism to open, like you can tell there's a lid, but you can't open it, but it still moves in a way where you're like, okay, if I moved some other part out of the way, it would probably move. Is there anything that's like loose in that way in any part of this construction? This is kind of what I'm looking for now.
Yeah, give me another perception check. That's something that we'd need to roll for. An 18. You know, they are loose, but it's hard to tell whether this is just like poor construction where people walk over all the time or if it's actually something. Yeah, 18 is one of those like you can't quite tell.
Anything clever on this part of the bar? Any taps that I can just like turn up for a bit, see if like one of them is a secret lever to open something or any like movable interactable object
Absolutely,
like
yeah.
that I'm
Give
looking
me
for,
another perception check for your first cursory search of the bar. At first look, it seems pretty normal. Again, if you want to spend a lot more time doing any of these things, you can re-roll any checks, but your first like just looking under things, and there's no obvious buttons, there's no obvious levers or caches or anything like that. If there's something here, you'd probably have to like it might be a two-step process. You might have to move something, or you might have to. There might be like a hidden switch. Yeah, another search would take you a while. I don't know how worried you are about time.
Yeah, I probably am for a bit. I have no idea when these guys are coming back, right?
Well, you know they hang out at Rusty's Hook. It's a tavern down the street. I don't know how long you think people go to a tavern for.
It's generally not gonna. Well, it's. I have a few hours probably, but we'll see. Sometimes people come back and stuff. I'm definitely worried about time. Let me. Okay. Anything? The stools or anything? There's nothing.
The stools all move. None of them are bolted down. Yeah. This table over here nearby has legs that go down, so you can just look under it pretty easily, and it will shift around, no problem. Same with this table, everything shifts. The
But under
wardrobe
those,
looks pretty
there's.
heavy. What'd you
Okay,
say?
the wardrobe looks pretty heavy. Yeah, but like it seems like Underneath these tables or anything, nothing is going on with the floorboards either, right? This is all pretty standard stuff.
There's some like stains around the floor here. I don't know if the stains on
Okay.
the floor are interesting to you.
I mean, it's probably where people drink, I would assume. And spill beer and stuff. What else could stains come from? I don't really. Let me think. I'm trying to get myself into the mindset of someone of like basically a frat, because I think frat boys like this, they would do something clever and funny to hide this. They wouldn't like half of the intention of hiding this is like, oh, like we need like a hidden place, but the other half is like, wouldn't it be funny if this was behind that, right? Like complicated not to actually make it hidden, but complicated just because they think
It's
it's
fun.
interesting, right? Yeah. This is why I'm checking like the beer taps and everything like that, right? Or like I don't know, if you I'm imagining like if I was in a frat in like a college frat room, I was looking for like a hidden thing. I'd probably look for something like the part of the in the fridge, the section that has like a sticker on it that says like vegetables or whatever, and then you look in there and that's where you find like the drugs or whatever, right? So anything like that seems out of the ordinary or kind of funky or funny like that, I'd be maybe looking for, but it doesn't really seem like everything's pretty normal and standard, right? There's nothing that like sticks out to me in that way, right?
It's a pretty disorderly mess of a place, but there isn't
Yeah.
anything that's really sticking out as all that prankster-like.
The stains are uniformly around the table, right? It seems like.
No, they're pretty splotchy.
Okay. But there's no place that stands out as like having like.
Oh, as having more or less stain?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. And same with the bar, like a wooden thing like this is gonna have a lot of places where people like set their drinks or whatever, and it's gonna have like marks and little things. Is there any I'm assuming these would be kind of all over the place, not uniformly, but like
No,
is there any
this
part that
section
like
over
stands out?
here has the most like stains and ring marks on it. And the back side of the bar is pretty, is in relatively good shape.
Yeah. I'm also checking the floor for this kind of stuff. Like I'm imagining like if there was like a stain where there was like some like rectangular cutout in the stain, right? Where it's like there was a piece of furniture here or like something got pulled out or something, and then something got spilled and that piece like protected it, and then it got pushed back so it would leave like a mark like that. Is there anything like that that I can see that looks at where a stain looks out of the ordinary, basically?
Give me a perception check for investigating the stains. It's an interesting idea. With a 20, they all look pretty much the same. The only interesting thing I can give you with a 20 is that the stains look like they come from a fluid and that they sort of drip down in between the edges of the floorboards, but that's probably not useful information. Fluids
Yeah.
generally do that.
I'll check the ceiling for anything interesting. Maybe I'll step up on the table or the stools or like even the ceiling above the bar. Maybe I want to investigate. What does it look like? Is there anything interesting up there?
There's just like 6-inch wide boards that go across the ceiling. That is
Yeah.
what? It's 15 centimeter wide boards that just span the ceiling over and over and over again. And you can poke them with a broom or a stick or a stool or your dagger or whatever. And they're pretty solidly attached. They seem like they're probably not the floorboards above. There's probably like a gap in between the
Yeah.
two.
Gotcha. But this is not, none of this is out of the ordinary or.
All seems pretty normal.
Fuck. Okay. Anything on the walls that might be hiding anything? Or is it. I'm assuming it's all pretty empty and not very decorated.
Give me another perception check to do a cursory example, search of the walls. Yeah, the walls are actually pretty bare. There's a few pieces of art, but not much. There's some like shelves and hooks where you could hold objects, and you can just pretty easily sweep all of these aside, and tap on the walls, and they all sound pretty solid. You know that there's a house right next door. So there's definitely not a secret passageway here, but there's no, you tug on all of the torches and all the lanterns, and you twist all the knobs,
Yeah.
but nothing,
The
nothing
only thing of
goes.
real interest so far seems to have genuinely been these like very loose floorboards around this bar, right? Do you have one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing, just to confirm that this might be of interest, is like, there is like space. These aren't like perfectly fit floorboards. There's like space to like stick stuff between them and stuff, right?
Yeah, so, you could probably put a knife between them.
Yeah, I just want to check, right? Is there space down there? Is there just like ground, right? Do I just hit like solid whatever it is, right? So maybe with my dagger, maybe my thief tools or something, just around this bar where they're especially loose, I want to just go between them, see if there's space or if it's just completely solid. And if it is solid, what material is beneath there? Because if there was like another layer of wood beneath there or something, that would maybe also be interesting, right?
Yeah, well, you've got thief tools and a dagger, so it's not too hard to, you know, get the dagger at an angle to like pierce the side of the board and then pry it up a little bit and stick one of your wires down there, and sure enough, there is empty space that goes below where you would expect the floorboards to end here at the end of the bar, on all three sides of the end of the bar.
Got it. Okay. So I'm pretty determined now that I need to find a way to maybe move this bar out of the way or find some other... So, floorboards are up here, and the bar is basically on top of it, right? Is it, like, how is this, like, attached to the... Is it just, like, a big wooden construction that's just set there? Is it, like, attached to the wall in any way? Or how is it... How does this whole construction work?
It looks like it's just sat on the floor, or maybe there's a spot where it's been, like, tacked down. Yeah. But then, like, that tacked down has been covered up by a baseboard or something. Yeah.
It's like very solidly attached to the floor.
It looks pretty solidly, but as you're looking at it, you know, this bar isn't one 15-foot piece of wood. It's, you know, multiple shorter things, and there's, you know, lines where the this section connects with this section, connects with this section. Yeah.
And like, it seems like what you're saying is the of interest, the area where the floorboards are loose and everything, is kind of this section of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. How do I remove that?
I got you, bro.
Okay, so I'm basically trying to figure out if I were to only move this section, like, it would have to be, I'm imagining... There's no, like, on the boards around, like, specifically this section, is there any scratches or anything from sliding this, moving this, or does it seem like it's very, the boards around this on the surface look basically like the ones everywhere else?
The ones on the top of the bar look pretty much like everything else. Down at the bottom, there's a lot of scuff marks where feet go, but those kind of extend the length of the bar.
Okay.
There's no, like, there's walking scuff marks here, but they're pretty uniform all throughout. Mm-hmm. There's no obvious... Give me a perception check just to make sure it's not, like, a super subtle... Yeah, there's no obvious, like, sliding marks on the floor, like, you know, the whole bar pushes side to side.
Yeah, and it looks like there's something beneath the bar here, like...
Those are barrels, beer barrels.
Gotcha. And if I move those out of the way and check, like, the floor beneath those, what's going on there?
Same thing. The floor there is just a little bit loose. And if you pry it, you know, you can kind of stick a thing down.
Gotcha. But it's not, it's not like, okay, there's still more work to be done here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so there's basically, like, a cutout beneath this bar where the barrels would go in, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I just kind of go in there and, like, just kind of push around, just try to move anything, nothing really.
No, nothing really. That would have been covered under your first perception check.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
This is tough. Let me look at my tools here, see if there's anything that could help me. I mean, they're using this really regularly. There has to be, like, an easy way.
Mm-hmm.
To move this out of the way.
That would make
sense.
Do
I know about if anyone in this group is a magic user, by the way?
You don't know if anyone's a magic user. In this day and age, magic is pretty rare. There are no, like, there's so many thieves around that if someone was openly a magic user, they'd probably get robbed because you would expect them to have cash. So they could be a secret spellcaster, maybe, but they're not public about it. Gotcha. And there's not a lot of magic. Like, there's no clerics left in the city except for Joris, son of Joris, and whoever lives in the inner city.
It's tough.
Yeah.
There's clearly something down here, and the bar is just... It seems like the solution is that there's some secret manipulation to do to this bar to either move it, but it seems like it hasn't really been moved, otherwise there would be scratch marks or something like that. So I'm trying to think, what other reason would there be that there is like a... Because if I stick my knife between any other floorboards here, I do just hit like solid material.
Yep.
It's just like this section.
And just this section.
Yeah. And it seems like if I try to find like the point at which the gap starts and at which it ends, like from a area perspective, it seems like how large would this area kind of be? Like, yeah.
Just this zone.
Yeah. So large, definitely large enough for people to go through.
Yes. If you could somehow lift up the bar and the floorboards... or like just displace it, a person could easily walk down a staircase or a ladder.
And there's no way there's like any hinges around here or anything where just the entire thing fucking flips up. There's no way that's possible. Ooh. Right?
Well, there's no obvious hinges, but they could be, you know, like well-designed hidden hinges.
Yeah, like if I'm just imagining this whole thing as a door that could move, right?
Well, if you're imagining this whole thing as a door, I had mentioned earlier that the bar top is like multiple boards that, you know, stack end to end. And the bar essentially divides into three pieces. Like there's essentially a line here and a line here that segments the bar. So like in theory, if it was well disguised, this whole section might actually move on its own independent of the rest of the bar. Or this whole section might move independently from the rest of the bar.
Yeah, I want to try to, with that in mind, with the specific geometric proportion of that in mind, with like mapping out exactly where the dagger goes through the floorboards, right? And then just imagining where would hinges be or any other sort of thing that would make this open, keeping all that in mind. I feel like my manipulations of these pieces is pretty specific with the movements that I would do. You'd be like, okay, if I push this way, if the hinges are over there, maybe I push this way, if the hinges are over there, or some sort of stuff. And maybe it doesn't immediately open because it's locked in some sort of other way, but like you would kind of notice some sort of upwards movement. Maybe it's connected to the boards and it moves up with the boards or something. I'm looking for like very specific movement like that.
Yeah, well, you go over and you grab the bar and you lift it, like with enough strength as if you were going to lift the bar open. And there is a moment where the whole thing goes bump and it moves. Yeah. It just moves like a centimeter or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm obviously making sure to not stand on it to wear my own weight. Right. I'm like, yeah.
Right. Yeah. But it definitely looks like this end lifts up, because when you try the same thing on this end, it stays real solid.
Gotcha. So,
That in mind, I will grant you another quick perception check that doesn't take a lot of time, because now you've got a mechanism in mind.
Oh,
there you go.
Intense.
Yeah. What did it? You saw it before when you were looking kind of underneath the bar. The wood has some knots in it, but if you can kind of reach that knot from the end, and if you pull the knot, that whole board slides with a little bit of force, and there's like a tether, and then something pulls and unlocks, and the whole bar lifts up.
Perfect.
And leads down a staircase.
Okay. I light my own personal torch. I extinguish all the torches in the living room. I take another swig of the gin. I'm like almost through the bottle at this point. Because like every time I try to move the bar in a way or something come up, I'm always like swigging in between. I'm lighting my own torch, and I will be moving down the staircase. Is there, so from the other side of this trapdoor or whatever this is, right? Is there like a thing to pull it open?
I'm just making sure that I'm not locking myself in. Yeah, there's a little cord that you can use to pull the bar down behind you, and then there's also like a lever that you can use to reopen it from below.
Gotcha. Yeah, I close it.
All right, you're downstairs. There's a staircase and a narrow passageway. The walls here have been finished with stone, and the passageway just goes forward. It's not in great condition. The workmanship is not fantastic. Clearly, they used the lowest possible bidder to build this place. They were probably not bonded or insured or licensed.
I'm holding the bottle and the torch with one hand each, so like the neck of the bottle and then the torch, and then with the other hand, I'm rolling a cigarette. And then putting it in my mouth and then lighting it on the torch, and then I move through the corridor like this.
Excellent. You come to a fork in the corridor where there's a left door and a right door.
Mother always said in home country, if making secret passageway, put good stuff behind left door.
And I open the left door.
All right. The door opens. It's a dead end before you, but in the process of opening the door, you can hear a snap and a thwap, and in the door above you, or in the ceiling above you, a crossbow bolt fires out in your direction. 1d20 plus... I need to look up my attack roll for the trap.
I entirely forgot that I was supposed to be looking for traps. But I've had a lot of gin. I've had a lot of potato gin at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were not expecting this trap. So it's a d20 plus 4 to hit you. It's a 7. You move just in time, or it just like goes right between your legs and hits the ground.
I like stumble drunkenly as I open it, and it just kind of goes past me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, fucking sheep, man. What is this? And then I'm remembering that I'm like supposed to be looking for traps and shit. And I pull the... Or this just probably like falls to the floor. It's not like this is like piercing stone or anything, right?
Right, yeah, just it just hits, jam. Maybe slides a little bit.
Yeah. I'll take it and pocket it.
Okay.
And then a little bit more carefully this time, I remember Mother always said never put two traps in one place. So... I enter the small room now a little bit carefully, you know, looking for any sort of like, but it seems it's just like a 1x1 meter kind of chamber here with nothing really.
Yep. It's a space for there to be a trap, and there's enough room to reconfigure the trap and reset the crossbow, which the crossbow just like slides out, and then you like recock it and put it back in. And, you know, the door has to be just done in just the right way so that it doesn't accidentally trigger it when you. Yeah.
Gotcha. I put out my cigarette on the crossbow and then move over, go to the next door, and this time very carefully, putting my gin bottle to the side, giving myself full maneuverability. I'll even like lean the torch next to the wall or something, and I'll very carefully attempt to open the door. Does it open? I'll only open it a little bit if it does.
Yeah, it's unlocked. The last door you pulled towards you, this door you push forward, and you can open it and like push it just an inch or so, couple inches, and it doesn't appear to be any like action on the door.
Gotcha. And like maybe I'll even duck a little bit. I'll take like the torch or something and just push it kind of fully open while being a little bit further away from it just to make sure that nothing happens.
So to be clear, you want to be back like as far from the door as possible. Yeah. So
maybe not... even like out of the way against the wall, and I'm just kind of I've opened it a little bit, right, and I just want to push it fully open, see if anything happens.
Well, you go to push it fully open and it goes, and then it just kind of slides and shuts itself back. There appears to be some sort of like spring or closing mechanism that helps encourage. Maybe it's just like hung off center or something, but it does reclose.
Checking my gear. Okay. Yeah, I'll take my crowbar.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, like, I'm thinking now, maybe there's something, if they want the door to close again, maybe something is behind the door that triggers when whoever enters closes the door. So I want to make sure the door stays open as I enter, right?
Got it.
So I want to take the crowbar, and like usually I'm imagining like there's on the bottom of this door there's something that helps it like actually shut. It's not just actually flush with like the floor, right? There's some sort of little protrusion in the floor, right? Yeah. So I'm trying to just hinge the trying to stick the crowbar between the door and that kind of thing. So it just kind of stays open enough for me to step through and then check behind the door to see the mechanism that's going on.
Okay. So you're keeping the door as closed as possible while squeezing in?
Yeah.
Give me a dexterity check. Yeah, that should be fucking simple. Yeah, sure enough, you get it just open enough and then you can squeeze through. And there, just as you were expecting, there's a wire attached to the door and there's like a spring attached to the door. And then the wire goes up through the roof and it attaches to this axe in this weird point. So like as the door opens, the axe pulls up. And then if the door gets too far open, the axe just drops back down 100%. Gotcha. And you can step through into what is also a 1 meter by 1 meter room.
Fucking shit, man. I make sure to like disarm this trap in a way that allows me to remove the crossbow without fucking with anything.
You can just cut the wire. I say wire, but it's not actually metal. It's, you know, a cord of some kind. And you can, you know, hold the hand, the axe and saw through the cord, and then the axe will just, it's just on a hinge, and so it just hangs in the air now.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, literally nothing in this room. I like press on some of the rocks and make sure.
Give me a quick perception check. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? All the rocks here are terrible. This entire place is falling apart. There could be a secret door literally in every single spot. This place is such a wasteland.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to step out because now I'm thinking. When constructing trap for mouse, which is disgusting animal compared to rat, is inferior in every way. You put cheese in both traps, but you would never put cheese where you don't want mouse to go.
Ah.
The cheese and rat boy's analogy is the door. So he's now thinking wherever he needs to go is not where the doors are. So the next object of his interest is this wall here between the two doors. Seeing if there's anything that moves there, anything that seems out of the ordinary. Obviously it's all terrible and falling apart, but you know.
But you got time to at least play with some bricks and push things around. Yeah, give me another perception check here. You know, this wall section actually looks way more solid than the other area that you checked. The bricks here, they're kind of crappy pieces of shit bricks, but they don't, you know, there's a lot less play in them as you adjust them about.
Oh.
Yeah, this seems pretty well built.
Maybe this is like load bearing or something. Usually in Jenga, right? The piece, the like bricks that are harder to move or the ones that are actually have like the weight on them. But that's interesting. Going back into the little rooms, because now what I'm thinking is like, if there was another staircase down further down or something, then the part that's actually constructed really well probably holds that or hides that in a way, right? So maybe like these parts of the walls inside, I'm gonna give another like quick investigation and see if there's anything going on there. Like basically I'm thinking, okay, maybe there's something inside here, so from all possible angles I'm trying to see.
Yeah, give me a perception check for this section.
And then in the other room as well, just the other side, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Nope. Natural one seems fine.
No chance.
You go to the other side, perception check. Fucking stellar. This side also looks really well built. I mean, as I said, everything is sort of decrepit, especially the floor, but the wall here looks good. The wall over here looks pretty good. You've rolled pretty badly over here, and it just feels kind of loose and just like the difference in construction quality between the two sides, maybe.
Gotcha. Okay, well, if the walls aren't really giving anything,
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's time to look at the floor again.
Yeah. And also, you have other senses. It doesn't have to just be perception. If you think that you might just be able to push something over, you can try making strength checks. If you have any other, you know, if there's some, if you don't like listening for the sound of water, you've got like an eavesdrop skill.
If this part is very well built, the one that I'm looking at right now, maybe it is just well built because it's a door. Right, so maybe I'll try pushing on a little bit, see if there's any sort of movement associated with it that I would associate with there being a door, hidden hinges or something like that, right? Just like really laying into it with a strength check here.
Oh, killer strength check, but that is a solid solid wall.
Gotcha. Okay. I want to listen for the one sound that Ratboy is more familiar with than anything else in the world. I'm looking for the pitter-patter of little tiny rat feet in the walls and beneath the floor.
Okay, so you're just going to stand right here in the fork.
Yeah, well, I'm more like moving around, maybe putting my ear up to floors and walls and stuff like that. And if like if I hear rats, that means there's space here. There's open rooms. There's something for them to actually go in, right?
All right. Let's make an eavesdrop check. And you're going to get some bonuses because it is so quiet in here. Let me just find my modifiers. All right, this is what we would call pin drop silence down here. So you have a +8 on your check. Just roll on the eavesdrop button, it's the pink thing on the side, and we'll add 8 to it manually.
Gotcha. The eavesdrop roll on
That's the one.
Gotcha. Right here. Boom.
A 30 is an amazing roll. And yes, yes, you do hear the sound of little squeaky things, and it's coming from over here. It's coming through this wall. This wall's thin enough that you can hear things on the other side of it.
Okay, but it's made of rocks, right?
Yeah.
I just want to start pulling out bricks. Can I do that?
Yeah, you start to pull out bricks, and sure enough, you know, one of these bricks that you're pulling out, it swivels, and then the whole door, the wall just sort of swings open. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Leading you to a hallway, a carpeted hallway with maybe you can't quite see it. No, you can't. Never mind. It's just a hallway before you.
Gotcha. Well, I move very carefully. This is like on the same plane as it's the same height as everything else.
Yep.
Taking my steps very carefully, even though I'm a little drunk at this point, one at a time. Just making sure my weight, you know, goes where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure there's wires and looking for anything like that.
Yeah, give me a perception check as you kind of just scour the room, making sure that there's nothing untoward.
Maybe what I want to do, because it's quite a long hallway and I can only see so far into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I want to do. I got some gin left in the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold my thumb over most of the opening of it, right? And I want to like try to spritz it out.
Oh,
as far as I can into the room, right? To make like long streaks
little poofs of light.
Yeah, exactly. Like through the torch here.
Love it. Love it. You're a little drunk. And because you're drunk, I want you to make me a dex check to do this. Otherwise, like 1 point of fire damage as you singe yourself while doing it. Yeah. You will succeed, but you're going to... I'm just going to move you here so I can get to your token. You're going to take 1 point of fire damage as you spritz about. But sure enough, you can get, you know, a momentary flash of light that will lead you to... you can see that... You can see maybe out to this darkness now, and it still appears to go at least this far.
Gotcha. Nothing special like catches my eye in these moments. There's...
No, it's just another one of these halls. It's looking about the same length as that previous hall that you were in, maybe.
Yeah, but the floor looks different here. These plates of stone?
No, these are These are carpets. This actually looks like a nicer part of the room. Like someone's bothering to try and decorate. Like once you've gotten past the secret door, now we're going to like make it look a little bit nicer. But nicer is just like we're covering up the stains and the cracked floor with cheap carpets that we found.
Gotcha. But trust these carpets.
Who puts shitty trap behind other good trap? If I get past good trap, I don't run into shitty trap.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep moving.
All right.
Moving
and
along.
And right there is where we're going to stop. Yeah. Because there's a thin string that you didn't notice. Painted black, run across the ground, just about toe height. And as you kick this string over... it, you know, pulls a weight, or the breaking of the string releases a ball, which is going to run into a couple of other things, knocking balls down into these chambers where they hit these gas bags attached to little darts. And these are poorly aimed, but there are four of them, and four darts will come out of a little hold section on the side of the wall over here in your direction.
I'm drunk, so I want to make a dex check that when hitting this wire, do I trip and fall to the ground if I roll on this dex check?
It's just a thin string. It's unlikely that a thin string would make you trip. But you know, if you roll really poorly, why not?
On a nat one. Okay. Yeah, that's not going to do it.
Yeah. These darts, you're also surprised by them, but their aim is a lot less great since they're, you know, powered by gas bags rather than a crossbow. So they have only a modifier of +0. But poof, 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 three of them will miss you. One of them will hit you for 3 points of damage.
Fucking shit, man. And it hits me in like the fucking, in the shoulder or some shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, three damage is a, whoops, I said -5 somehow. Three damage ain't nothing. But it's like a, you know, it's not the good guy shoulder wound. It's like the best friend shoulder wound where it's like a little bit closer to the chest cavity, but you can make it on just a little bit further. Yeah. You know, you don't quite need the medic yet. It's probably fine.
And I pull out the dart and I put some gin on the fucking wound and I like...
All right. But you can see the door now. You can see it at the end of the hallway.
Cigarette. And keep moving.
Well, won't you just know that underneath one of these carpets, that's there's a couple of metal spikes in the ground. The carpet's laid across them, so it appears nice and taut. And when you step on it, there's just a bit of a pit.
I thought about pulling all the carpets away, but I didn't do it. So,
yeah,
I will face the full consequence of my actions here.
I have a disguised hole in the ground. Yes, 100% chance to fall in. Damage is 1d6 falling for each 10 feet. If there are spikes in the bottom of the pit, the target suffers 1d4 attacks by the spikes, which are not great for you. So it is just a 10-foot pit. So you're going to take 1d6 falling damage, which is 1.
Easy.
And then you will suffer attacks by 1d4 spikes. Roll me a d4 to see how many spikes you might be landing on.
Need a 1 here.
Okay. But you're falling onto these spikes and they're likely to hit you. They do 1d4 damage, +1 for each 10 feet fallen. If they hit you, but they have an attack roll of d20 +10 because they're highly likely. You're highly likely to land on one of them. And that'll do it. And so you're going to take 1d4 +1 damage, 2 points of damage.
I'm
this is
so
a,
lucky.
A total of 3 damage
I'm
for falling
like 2 HP.
Down into this.
I think I fall with like one leg extended and only my 1 foot lands on like one of the spikes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me. Fucking shit. Who put 2 trap in one room? Motherfuck. And I'm assuming I can pull myself out of this pit.
Well, it's a 10-foot pit with, you know, straight walls. You're going to need a climb check to get out of this pit. But here's the problem. is that if you fail the climb check,
I'll fall back down. And
no, yeah, you just, yeah. you're stuck. That's it. Like, you get one climb check. There is no subsequent additional modifier. If you roll like a really bad roll, then you might fall back down. Like, if you roll a one, gotcha. I'll say you get to the top and slip in.
And these are the walls here and everything. The floor is just all, it's just all like, there's basically nothing that I could hope to ever attach a rope to here. Yeah.
There's spikes on the bottom. If you had like a grappling hook, you could get it over the top, but otherwise like a rope is just gonna slide back down. Yeah.
And the walls and the ground, it's all stone, right?
It's all stone. Mm-hmm.
Because I'm thinking the bolts, that's never gonna hold me.
Mm-mm. Yep. It is.
I could have taken one of the throwing axes, but yeah, no, I'm just gonna have to get this climbing check done.
Right. The walls here are, it's not like a nice house wall where, you know, it's designed for structure. This is designed as like, you know, a pit trap. So I'm gonna need you to make your climbing check at a -6, which is bad. It's real. I mean, this is designed to be a deadly trap to stop exactly you.
Yeah. Where is my climbing?
On your thief tab.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Your climb is 10. You need a 21. You have a -6. You need a really good roll here. That's not good enough. That's going to be a 13. You begin to like, you know, get a couple of fingers up, and then, you know, there's not a good grip, and you kind of slide back down into the pit.
Fuck.
Well, this is bad.
I think this might be the end of the road for Rat Boy.
What are you going to do, Rat Boy? Are you just going to sit here and wait to be caught?
Let me think. How flammable do these carpets look?
Pretty flammable, actually. And there's one down in here with you.
Yeah. So I wonder if I could, because I'm not getting out of here. I'm stuck. And I could either, there's two paths I can go from here. I can wait and see if I can manipulate whoever finds me into getting me out of here and then, you know, get out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I pissed on their beds and I put like ash in their like marmalade. So like, I haven't like made a good argument for myself so far.
Mm.
So the other option that I can do is that I can wait down here, fashion myself a little Molotov cocktail out of this gin. God. And just as soon as someone steps up here, I fucking throw it up, make sure it goes against the wall and it lights everything on fire that's down here. And maybe somehow I can take whoever finds me with me.
Or you could beg for your life.
You ever see Rat beg for his life?
Never.
He fights until very end. When cornered, it starts biting and scratching until it infects you with every sort of disease. He's most honorable fighting animal in kingdom.
That's right. Okay. Is that the plan then? Molotov it up?
Yes. I want, as soon as Neil and Mr. Mutant find me down here, they're like, there's something down here, and they go there and they see someone, and suddenly a fucking bottle of potato gin flies up and lights everything on fire.
Okay. Now, the one question I have for you is, can you wait here long enough without drinking the gin to do this?
That's going to be tough. I have a lot of tobacco left.
That's
going to keep me. That's going to keep me, I think. And I think the instincts are strong enough here. However, the pain might set in at some point when I'm getting sober from what I've already drank. So I think it maybe depends on how long this would take. But assuming they come back from the tavern and see that something's off and then check downstairs, it's probably going to be a couple hours until this happens. I feel like
you could make a couple hours.
Yeah,
of course.
Basically, if it gets to the point where I'm completely sober and all the pain is setting and everything, I'll probably start drinking again. So I think it's a matter of time.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to say or do before we close the curtain here?
Rat Boy has failed Home Village and will never achieve the honor of being called Rat Man. But maybe he can drag one of these piecers down with him.
Excellent. Hardly Heroes picks up tomorrow. Tomorrow they'll find out. I don't even know if they're going to know about this. I think I'm not going to tell them that we recorded this until they come back from the bar with all of the things that they wanted to do. And then I'll be like, hey, here's what's going on. And by the way, we recorded a session with Peachell.
Perfect.
Perfect. Well, that's it for everyone. For Hardly Heroes, everyone, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for subscribing to the Patreon, guys. And see you guys on Outcast.